Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance. Hi there, I sure am glad you're here. Welcome to the Weekly Inspired Podcast brought to you by Ziegler.com. My name is Blake Lindsay, wishing you a better than good day. This podcast is dedicated to all of you hardworking salespeople. Now, please don't tune us out if you don't consider yourself a salesperson. Have you ever had to persuade someone of an idea you had? Parents, have you ever had to sell your kids on eating healthy? Teachers, have you ever had to sell your students on being excited? Or at least mildly interested in the topic you teach? I could go on and on, but you get the point. Everyone is in selling in some way or another. Let's listen as Mr. Ziegler talks to us about the world of selling.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. And today I'm going to be talking about salespeople and sales approaches. You know, when I got in sales, I heard a lot of people say, in answer to the question, when do you try to close the sale? Well, the old timers were saying you start early, you close often, and you close late. Well, let me tell you something. Part of that is right. You do need to work at closing the sale. But if you attempt to close the sale too soon, before you give the prospect a legitimate reason for making a yes decision, then you come across as a salesperson who's anxious to get the deal and get on out of there and get to somebody else. That does not impress people. As a matter of fact, it throws up a barrier. You close the sale or you offer the product that you're selling as soon as you have given a legitimate reason or reasons why it's in the prospect's long-range best interest to go ahead and make that yes decision. And when you do it that way, then the chances are solid that even if they don't accept your first offer, they're open-minded and will continue to listen to future benefits or further benefits. Let me also point something out that is really important, and that is it's okay to let the prospect know that you will be looking for a decision by the time you finish your presentation. Early on, when I was in life insurance business, and this was many years ago, things were totally different then than what they are now with all of this new technology. We had the two-step close. We went for the first interview, got a lot of information, drew up the proposal, and then we went back to present the proposal, which was rather significant. The approach we used in our company was simply this. We would say to the prospect, Mr. Prospect, here's a clean sheet of paper. Nothing is on it, so there's nothing that you can possibly misunderstand. I'm going to make this presentation so clear that when I finish it, there will be nothing you can possibly misunderstand. Now, if you do understand it, and if you agree that it's in your long-range best interest to go ahead and make a yes decision, then I'm going to ask you to do that. If you don't think it's in your long-range best interest to make a decision today, then I suggest you simply say no, and we will take it from there. In other words, Mr. Prospect, does that sound like a reasonable offer to you? And folks, you know, interestingly enough, most every one of them said, yes, that is a very reasonable offer. Well, what it did was it cut way down on my repeat calls to those people. More importantly, it improved my closing percentage about 10%. And even more importantly than that, it enabled me to use my time more effectively and serve my clients better. Take that approach, salespeople. You'll sell more and you'll build permanent business. That means I'll see you at the top.
You know that selling is a transference of feeling and that people buy based on emotions and then back it up with logical reasons. With that in mind, ask yourself, am I truly enthusiastic about my idea, my product, or my service? Do I communicate my enthusiasm, my integrity, and sincerity when I talk to others? Just some thoughts to ponder throughout your day. Remember, live your life to your fullest. I'm Blake Lindsay, and you can certainly count on me to be back next week with another inspiring podcast at Ziglar.com. Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.